Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, welcoming you to this hour, this version of Where Are We Going Next? The answer is we don't know, because we can't look into any kind of a magic eight ball and tell you exactly what's going to happen with a tropical storm and whether or not it's going to turn into a hurricane. However, there are good ways to track it and to look ahead and feel like you have at least some guess. Better than nothing, anyway. And with hurricanes, that's what you get. You might not know. It might turn one way or the other. You might get less rain or bigger winds, that kind of stuff. But at least you can be prepared. Unlike a tornado that just crashes down upon you, it's not often you get a lot of warning with a tornado. With a tropical storm slash hurricane, a little bit better of an idea. So they're battening the hatches just in case in Tampa, because they're not really sure. It could end up hitting Florida in a different spot. Panama City could end up bringing just a lot of rain, but not any kind of 60 or 80 mile an hour winds by any stretch of the imagination. However, people are starting to show up and do what they do in Florida, a place where they're used to it, and get the boards ready, get the water ready, get all the things they know they might need, especially when it comes to the hammers and the nails. Like this
all
lumber
guy. All of our staff is on call from now throughout the weekend until the storm would hit if it hits our area.
There you go. All the staff is on call at the lumber store because they know that's exactly what happens. People start to come in, they start to look around, and they look for what they know they need and snatch it up. And if it gets to the extreme weather point, then certainly, there will be lots of people that will flee parts of Florida and a lot that may stick there. The problem is when you have that many folks from out of town, 70,000, you know, imagine you read these stories about people, especially in Mexico or other tropical places, where they get stuck. They're going on vacation. They've planned for it forever. They're on a cruise ship. They're wherever. And then there's this terrible hurricane, and that's the end of the trip. And if they're lucky, they're out of there. They've gotten evacuated and whatnot. In the case of Isaac, if it were to hit Tampa, oh, the problem is even with great evacuation, you have so many extra bodies there. It's like the Super Bowl of politics by hosting a convention, and they know that. So they have to anticipate as much as they can. So what could possibly happen? Tuesday, by the way, is D-Day for the arrival, possibly, of the weather. And the idea is to sort of ease people's concerns as to what's could happen. It could be a Category 1. It could be a 2. Could be nothing. The Tampa mayor, Bob Buckhorn, is the most sought-after man in America. Everybody wants to know what the Tampa mayor thinks. Is he ordered to... is he prepared to order an evacuation? Does he know what they have to do in these cases? And, you know, the RNC in Tampa, they don't know. They don't know whether the storm was going to be severe or direct enough to have to get people out of there. I can tell you this, we'll be on the scene because America Tonight is broadcasting from the convention, so whatever happens, we will bring the story to you because we'll be right there in the middle of it. I mean, I couldn't be more in the middle of it. On an island right there in Tampa, walking to the convention every single day. Isaac, by the way, at one point, 165 miles south of Puerto Rico, Thursday afternoon, it had massive winds of 50, 60 miles an hour at one point. Then it kind of dissipated and went all the way down to 15 miles an hour. So see, You know, at this point, you just don't know. A couple of quick things. Downtown is 571 acres. That's less than one square mile. This is the key thing. I've spent a lot of time in Tampa. I know it well. You've got interstates all over the place and rivers, restaurants, offices. You got, I mean, you're really talking about the bay. On both sides, you have massive amounts of water. So with that, with the possibility of the storm, you know, you've got these evacuation zones that aren't maybe normal as you might see in other cities. It's a little bit different because of the way Tampa is situated. So I do love this one little thing that the mayor said when he was asked about that. Oh, what do you do? You've got all these people all over the place and, you know, how, what happens if you have to do the evacuation and what happens about all these people and where they're booked in the hotels? And he said, I guess we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it, if they get to it. Get it? Cross the bridge? Let's hope we don't cross that bridge. In the meantime, it's all about Romney and Obama and who's zooming who in the polls. In almost all the polls, Obama's slightly ahead. However, in the Fox poll, not a surprise, Romney ahead. So in the Fox poll, just ahead by a couple of points, and this is heading into the convention. What comes out of the convention will be interesting. Likely American voters support Romney over Obama, 45% now to 45%. Not a shock also in this poll, people want less government, less government. Do you wonder why? We have a do-nothing Congress that keeps putting Band-Aids over problems. Everything that comes out of D.C., not to just be an easy target, seems to be negative. It's never about the fact that they're ahead of the game and, you know, this is working, that's working. Geez, we just have this one little area. It's always doom and gloom. It's always about reaction to something horrific that had to be done and just couldn't be done. So it's not a surprise that we all want a little less regulation and government in our face, because there hasn't been much that government has been able to do. We need government. I don't think we don't need any government, but not to the amounts that we have now. We have the GSA nonsense and other groups that go on these lavish conferences. And guess who pays for it? You pay for it and I pay for it while the rest of us Skype. When was the last time that your company threw a gigantic party and was extravagant in the private sector, let alone the government? Of course, use the money. Why not? We don't have to worry about it. I think the days of partying, though, the more that that's exposed, even with these great government gigs, will most likely be over. Holding conferences on our dime is just wasteful, isn't it? What, talk about wasting some serious coin when we have a deficit that's outrageous. How many trillions are we in debt? I just can't even look at the number. It's so ridiculous. Ridiculous. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, wait till you hear about one celebrity who took care of an intruder with ease. I'll explain. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775, $850.37 for a half ounce, and $425.19 for a quarter ounce. $1,775, $850.37, and $425.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Never were truer words spoken when it comes to LL Cool J. Ooh, I'm going to tell you that story in just a second. But first, I want to take a few seconds to welcome somebody new to the America Tonight family. And I'll tell you what, this is a place that I actually have spent some time in. It's a really cool place. You know, leaves changing, great festivals they have here, and awesome seafood. Prescott Isle, Maine. WEGP 1390, carrying some America tonight. Sweet. Road trip. Oh, road trip. 1390. We're going to come up and see you. Yeah, we're psyched about that. Love it up there. Really have. I've been up there several times. Yep, absolutely. And it is. It's great to go in the fall. I mean, really, any time of year. Even if you get there and there's a winter storm, that's a very cool place. Really, pick a spot in Maine. Pick a spot in New Hampshire. That's when it's so silent. And you see just that white stuff coming down. And you got so much so much nature around you. I guess that's what it is, that it makes it very, very cool, and you add into that whole factor of the whole factor of, you know, again, great seafood. It's the winter, doing the little fire thing. Yeah, sweet. LL Cool J really was on fire when he was sleeping, and it was around 1 o'clock in the morning in his Sherman Oaks mansion with his family. He's got a bunch of kids, and he's a big-time family guy. He's been with his wife for quite some time. I don't know how long, but for a while. And he hears the alarm go off. He springs into action, just like he would playing the character that he plays on NCIS Los Angeles. He's, you know, former Navy SEAL. That's what he plays in that show. So LL Cool J has, you know, he's just, this guy's just ripped. He's 44 years old, but he probably has the body of a 30-something person. And when the guy broke in, he immediately went after him, didn't hesitate, went after him, punched him in the face, got him in the jaw, broke his, you know, broke his nose, hit the jaw, made the guy hit the deck, really, and held him down till the cops came. He was arrested, and, you know, that was it. He was able to get him. He was hauled off, and he didn't hesitate. He said this was the right thing to do. And, you know, he's got a daughter that's there. He had other kids that were in his house. And he said afterwards that he's thankful that his family was safe and that everybody was concerned about him. And he was not injured. But, boy, the suspect was certainly injured because of how calm and collected that he was. Like I said, he just immediately took control of the situation and took control of the suspect. And he was able to do it just by hitting him, just by knocking him down, not taking any chances with that. That's a great story. Great story, because there he had an intruder in the house, and, you know, he was able to get him. So good for him. So we go from that story, it's kind of like the good and then the bad. This is awful for Ryan Crocker. I've talked about Ryan Crocker a bunch on the show. You may even know the name, ring a bell, former U.S. ambassador. Think of Afghanistan, Iraq. He is facing now hit-and-run charges, and the fact that he was intoxicated, not good, in Washington State. He was stopped. He was arrested the 14th of August, and what happened was, it's been reported that he hit another car while he was driving his convertible. The driver of the other car was uninjured, and there was a ticket from the arrest which didn't specifically give his blood alcohol level. He pleaded not guilty in court on Thursday, and he's a career diplomat. I mean, this guy is big time. 30 years, think about this. 30 years in the Middle East. In the 80s, he was a diplomat in Lebanon when the American embassy in Beirut was hit by a truck that had a whole bunch of explosives. Remember, 63 people died, 17 Americans. He served under George W. Bush as an ambassador to Iraq. That was for a couple of years. He even got the Medal of Freedom, which is the highest honor you could possibly get. And then he came out of retirement to work for Obama. You know, Obama nominated him to serve as the ambassador of Afghanistan. Then he announced that he was retiring due to a serious health issue that he previously had when he was an ambassador to Iraq. So he stopped. He was done on July 13th, and a month later, he's involved in a hit-and-run and DUI charges. Wow. Quite a bombshell for a guy who is Mr. Middle East, because everybody turns to Crocker. He knows the players. He's been there forever. He's trusted. Leon Panetta was thrilled to have him working with him, but he just was tired of it. So he broke out, and as he mentioned, to I think reporters, when he did that or somebody had the report, there was a health problem, too, that really pulled him away. And this is after a very long career. So you have to think, was it just one of those, whoops, I hardly ever drink anymore, and now I've had a few, and I put myself in this situation? Or, you know, was there something more? But either way, who cares? Luckily, in the sense that nobody was hurt, thank goodness. And then ultimately what happens with Crocker, because especially, you know, you tack on DUI to the hit and run, boy, that's not good. Does a guy like Crocker, any chance a guy like that do any prison time? What would prison be like for him? Because if it was somebody else, if it was anybody else, I don't know what'll happen with him, but if it was anyone else, oh, they'd get prison time. They'd get something. For sure they would get something. Hey, speaking of prison and strange things on the West Coast, actually, Rodney King's death, we talked about that way over a month ago, where he was found in the pool, and boy, there was the horrible 911 call talking about King and that he wasn't breathing and all that stuff. His death finally, after reports, they get all the reports in, the coroner ruled that his death was an accidental drowning. He was by himself in the pool and doing laps before he collapsed, and there wasn't anything nefarious connected to King here. His name was well known. He was beaten by the L.A. police in 91, and it was videotaped, and it led to all that deadly rioting. But he's had a long problem with addiction, he was out in the pool, and that was it. It was reinforced that he had drowned. He hit the bottom of the pool. So there wasn't anything there in that report that would make you think something else. There may be some conspiracy theorists, but I'm going to say this is a case where there's nothing that I would say had a conspiracy attached to it. Let's put it that way, at least in my opinion. Coming up next, retirement readiness. No matter where you are, you can never be ready enough now for retirement financially because of so much of the constraints so many of us have, whatever the output is, however you're living. What if you don't have a 401k? What are you doing about it? And Mike Bonaccorsi has some great advice coming up on the flip side. And good news, in the middle of the interview, I'll tell you how you can win a copy of his book. The first two people will win a copy of his book after I tell you what you need to do. Stay with us.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Once again, he's back with us. We love talking with this guy. Mike Bonacorsi, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing Your Future. That's his baby, his book. It's such a great read. We're giving away a copy, too. Maybe you're going to be the lucky winner. He's, of course, a certified financial planner. He's now expanded to his giant titles. He's an author, of course, because the book, we're giving it away. He's out there public speaking. He fights off sharks. Didn't you see him on Shark Week? And more importantly, he's a current member of the Financial Planning Association. He's got cred. We love him, having him on the show. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Kate? Great to be back.
Yeah, you know that shark thing, that's no joke, actually, in your neck of the woods, Cape Cod.
Right on the Cape, yeah. We were actually on the Cape during one of the sightings. We never saw the shark, but we were down there this summer during when one of the sightings was going on in the very same town we were in.
Ooh, so everybody was probably talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was excited. It was Amity all over again.
Exactly, and that's what everybody thought. And that, of course, was the headline across the country. Exactly. Remember Jaws? Yes, we remember Jaws. We don't want to see. We don't want to see a repeat of it. Absolutely. You know, the I talked about your book, and we're giving away a copy of your book and Retirement Readiness. I still say, and you have a great message, and you come on, you give such great advice, great tips that I hope people are really paying attention to, because I have a sinking feeling, Mike, that some people are like that commercial, the IMG commercial, where the guy has a number under his arm and he says to his neighbor, what are you doing for retirement? And he says, oh, a little this, a little that, meaning he had no plans for retirement. I still say it's pretty scary, and people are kind of thinking they're at the craps table and they're going to roll the dice. I certainly hope not. But do you think now more than ever people should be paying attention to this?
Absolutely. And let's really think about this. You know, retirement isn't what the TV commercials show. You know, it isn't the people sitting on the beach planning where they're going to build their vineyard. For a lot of people out there, retirement is pretty much going to be the same life that they're doing now. And, you know, in a way, that's not a bad thing, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we think about the reason retirement is here, or when retirement started, remember, retirement came out in 1935. Social Security came out. It came out of the Industrial Revolution here in the United States. It was a time that we were looking to basically move elderly or older, more non-efficient, non-productive workers out of the workforce and bring in workers who were younger, stronger, had families to support, and hopefully get more productive people in there. That was the real idea behind retirement. It wasn't really to guarantee people this lifelong thing. Even the whole concept of retirement itself has only been around since the mid-1800s. It hasn't been something that's been with us forever. So, you know, I sometimes almost think it's like the Hallmark greeting cards, where they invent the holidays. I almost think that somebody out there invented the holiday of retirement. But I think now people are out there. They're feeling more productive. In many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, people aren't in those physical taxing jobs. A lot of jobs out there now, people can work past, you know, what was normally considered retirement. And we're seeing more and more people working longer. And, you know, not everybody dislikes that. There's a lot of people out there that like the idea of getting up and continuing to be productive and maybe continuing to get that income and those benefits so they don't have to worry as much during a time that they actually leave the workforce for one reason or another.
You know, and talking about that, leaving the workforce for one reason or another, Jake in Austin, who frequently emails this show, has listened when you've been on and likes it and mentioned, he calls you Mikey B, when's Mikey B going to be back on again? I have a very simple question, and I hope it doesn't make me sound stupid, but what happens once I decide, okay, I'm retiring, I have a 401k, geez, I have no idea what to do because I've been picking, you know, stocks once a year when I have the open-ended thing in my program at work, but I don't really know very much. What do I do at that point? That's a good question. So what do you do when you really haven't paid much attention to it other than, okay, once a year, here's what I opt for. Now all of a sudden it's your baby to take care of.
Yeah, you know, and this is, I got to tell you, Kate, as long as we've been, you know, working with people leaving the workforce and moving on to retirement, as much information is out there, this is still an area that causes a lot of concern, a lot of stress, and if it's not done correctly in the right manner, can cost somebody an awful lot of money. So, you're leaving your work, you have a 401k that's available to you, okay? You're going to basically have a couple of different options. Number one is that when you leave work, you can just leave the 401k there. Manage it with the funds that the plan offers. Keep it in there. If and when you need a withdrawal, you can go in, and here's where it gets tricky, because plan may not be real flexible in the way it allows you to take money out. You may only be able to take out either all of it or create a lifetime annuity of some sort out of the plan. So it doesn't have a lot of flexibility as far as how you draw money out, and it may not, and it certainly doesn't offer a lot of investment options because you're limited as to the investment options that the plan that the plan administrator offers. So that's one option, leaving it there just like you're doing and dealing with it there. The second option that people have is you can take it. You can take the lump sum. But depending on how old you are, number one, everybody that takes a distribution out of the plan, cash distribution, is going to pay taxes on it. So you're going to pay income tax. Also, if you're under 59 and a half, and I'm going to have to clarify this. There's a little caveat in there. I'm going to say under 55. Most people think it's under 59 and a half. But if you retire from your company with a 401k and you're 55 years or older in the year you leave that company, you can take the distribution and not pay a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Ooh.
So it's a little tricky. Now, the trick is that you can't go to a company that you left 10 years ago at 55 years old and take that money out. You have to leave the company at the same year that you take. You have to be 55 years old when you leave the company. It has to be only the plan from the company you left in that year.
There you go.
Okay.
So yeah.
If you're under 50, under that age, then you're going to have to pay a 10% penalty on the distribution as well as income tax. So it could be very, very costly to take that lump sum out like that.
Yeah.
The other option is you can do what we call a rollover. And there's two types of rollovers. One of them is called an indirect rollover. With an indirect rollover, you can the trustee makes out the check to you. You have 60 days to get it into an IRA or another qualified plan. If you don't get it into another plan or an IRA within those 60 days, you're going to be responsible for taxes on it. And once again, possible penalties. It's just treated as a distribution to you.
Right.
So it gets tricky. The best option is what we call a trustee-to-trustee or a direct rollover. In a direct rollover, the trustee from your 401k makes the check out to the new trustee, whether it's the IRA or another qualified plan. So basically, you have the check. You receive the check. It's made out to the other trustee. You can't cash it. You can't use it. You can't do anything with it. Really, all you can do is deposit it into that new account. By doing that, you avoid any issues that might come up with 60-day time limit. It gets really crazy because we do see people quite often that will receive a check made out to themselves. And I have seen this in the past. I've heard about it in the past where people have come in and said, you know, I just found that, you know, I got this check. I didn't get it into my account. Now, what's going to happen? And you're going to pay taxes on it. You're going to pay taxes on it. Now, there's another type of retirement plan out there that also people have been coming up with questions, and that's with the old-style pension plan.
Yeah.
All right, what we call a defined benefit plan. Now, with a defined benefit plan, typically when you leave a company, you leave the pension there, and then when you become of age eligible or you decide that you're going to start taking the money out, you'll have a number of basically annuity options, ways to annuitize that contract. Either a single life, a joint life, whichever option you take is really going to depend upon your situation, whether or not there's a survivor that's going to depend on that income. They're going to need a continuation to make sure that they have plenty of money, or whether or not there are other sources available to support a surviving spouse. More and more more companies are also allowing a lump sum rollover, just like with a 401k. So you could do a trustee-to-trustee direct rollover, or the 60-day indirect rollover, or even take the lump sum distribution as a cash benefit. And we're seeing more and more plans starting to offer that.
Yeah. Yeah, some good advice, absolutely. And I got to tell everyone, the first person to email me at americatonight.net, I like Mike, you get a copy. You win the copy of his book, Retirement Readiness. Mike Bonacorsi, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next month.
The mailbox. If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and I have to say, I don't watch a lot of, you know, I do watch news programs. I'll flip around. There's certain news programs I like, and I'm into documentaries and movies. You all know that about the movie thing, and we got a cheap movie review coming up in our next hour here on America Tonight, because the weekends are just made for it. You know, Sunday, even Monday. Monday is a great time to go and catch a movie. You feel, you get the Monday blues. It's a great time to just kick back and go to a movie. get in your car after work and just go to the movie. Or if you're working late, you have that reverse shift, just go to the matinee and then go to work. Whatever. Bottom line is, I did catch Brian Williams' special on Mormonism and Mitt Romney. There was little snippets of what Mitt Romney's life, not so much about Mitt Romney, but his getting married to Ann Romney and the, what's the Mormon Church all about. But it was a fascinating hour talking about why doesn't Romney tell some of these things that the Mormon people do, these great things to help each other, and you're your brother's keeper, and they help each other when somebody's not, can't make ends meet and all this kind of stuff, and they have giant warehouses of food and they make it available and they have a store where people go and they don't spend any money and, you know, all this other sort of stuff. So I thought it was fascinating. It made me think of the question of how much, and this hasn't been an issue except from the very beginning, does being a Mormon hurt Mitt Romney, or maybe does it help in some senses? How many people are Mormons in the United States? You know, everybody thinks, of course, Utah, Salt Lake City, all that. But there are plenty of Mormons in lots of cities across the U.S., big suburbs and small suburbs and little towns. So I'm going to say it's kind of a wash. At first it seemed like it was an issue, but now you've got a Catholic vice president and nominee and a Mormon. No Protestant on the ticket for the first time in forever, right? Mitt Romney, though, wasn't talking about that on the campaign trail. In fact, that's nothing that he really talks about very much, unless he's asked about it. Like during the debates, he was asked about it a bunch and whatnot. Instead, he was talking about energy and the whole regulatory process and why the attitude is to stop some of the good old stuff. Take a listen.
Sometimes I have the impression that the whole regulatory attitude of the administration is trying to stop oil and gas and coal, that they don't want those sources.
There you go. And here's the thing. We can't stop all those sources right now. We've talked about this before. Because are the alternatives up and running and working? No. How many ethanol plants do we have in the United States? Look at the problem, for goodness sake, we're having with corn. Yeah, that's the options are not viable, and we all know that at this point. They have to be worked on. There are alternatives that some people are able to use, but certainly not on any kind of widespread scale. So he makes a point where he's right. I always say this, mirror, mirror on the wall, who are the big gas guzzlers of them all? And who's looking back in the mirror at you? We thrive on it, on petrol. We need it now at this point. The electric cars are not happening. There's not even any enough charging stations. So, and the affordability still isn't there. Let's go to Sherry, who's listening to us in the great state of New York. Yo, Sherry, what's happening?
I'm Sharon, or am I on?
Sharon, you are on. I thought it was Sherry. I'm sorry, Sharon. We corrected ourselves. How are you?
It's okay. I'm in Lexington, doing great, listening to you.
Lexington. Oh, Donovan, he's going to have to use those cotton swabs in his ears. I know how he feels. I get my ears stuffed up, too. So, Sharon in Lexington. I'm good. We know you, Sharon. You've called the show before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I had told Donovan I don't have a computer, so I couldn't even try to be first in, and I wanted to know if I called first, if I could get, I like Mike, and get a book.
Woohoo! You beat any of the emails in, so you get a copy of the book. The book is great. It's an easy read. I'm serious. It is one of the best. I like Mike Bonacorsi, you can tell, but I like him because he's simple to the point, and when you read it, you so get it. His book is so great. So, Sharon, congratulations. Hang on, and we'll get your information, and I'll send it to you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for listening. Hang on there, Cher, just a second. All right. There you go. There you go, Donovan. He's going to get the info. Actually, we love Donovan. He is the He is the electric musician extraordinaire maestro, because he puts all the stuff together, all the stuff that you hear, all the clips. But he's like me. Sometimes he has a hard time hearing. I think it's because we're in the business. That's what happens. Your hearing goes. Somebody said it to me the other day. It was like they were talking gibberish to me. They said a name. It wasn't on the air. It was just off the air. And they could have been, it was like the Peanuts character. Wah, 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 wah. What? Wah, 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 wah. It's so rude to say what, too. Wah, 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 wah. I had no idea. Immediately, I did what you're not supposed to do, and I got Q-tips at CVS. Because, anyways, you're not supposed to use Q-tips on your ear. All right, I digress. I got sidetracked here. So talking about the energy process, and that's the focus that Mitt Romney, one of them anyway, that he had on the day, because this is something that infuriates people with the pipeline and all of that. You know, I didn't understand the whole pipeline thing either. If we're cutting off all those sources and saying it's the evil empire, the pollution, the this, the that, we got to have something else that's working. And the problem is all these conversations that have taken place, the race to the alternatives, perfecting it, making it affordable, never was a serious enough thing. So it didn't happen. So we are way, way behind that curve. Way, 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 way behind. If I could say that enough. Man. This is a big deal, and I can't believe I haven't mentioned it yet, so I'm going to mention it now. And maybe it's because I'm getting on a plane, so I'm thinking about it, and as somebody who's flown out of JFK a ton of times and LaGuardia, where a lot of those bird strikes happen, it seems like every 2 weeks or so we're talking about a plane having to turn around or a plane having problems with bird strikes and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, at JFK, they put out all kinds of owls, fake owls all over the place, anything to dissuade the birds and not having any nests and not having that happen. So the FAA, just they're lame when it comes to figuring out how many times planes strike birds. And maybe it's partially because there's a big story in some paper I was reading, maybe it was the USA Today, because they don't understand the wildlife. They don't even know what they're looking at, and that's probably what it is. They're not sure that airports have plans for coping with any kind of wildlife at all. And the bird strikes have quintupled, they say, in the past 2 decades. That's crazy. Quintupled? The FAA said that that they've taken a comprehensive approach, that's what they're calling it, to reducing the strikes since 1960 using technology and training and online reporting and researching, blah, 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 blah. I mean, the danger of bird strikes is serious. Luckily, the planes that have been hit by birds in the engines have been able to go back. There was that one, however, in January of 2009, we know it well, when a U.S. Airways flight taking off from LaGuardia hit the Canadian geese, and Captain Sully Sullenberg landed that plane in the Hudson River. Thank goodness. I can still remember vividly the people standing on the wing waiting for someone to help them out of the water. Ooh. And it's not just in New York, by the way. It's happening in Santa Barbara, California, and other places, too. Watch out for those birds.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.